As long as I'm out on the field playing and healthy, I mean, I'm happy about it. And it's all about just having all hands on deck, being prepared and being available wherever the team needs me. And that's how the mentality that we all have on the back end, that it could be any of us moving around. So we just got to be all hands on deck and working together.
What's the unique challenges involved in playing there?
Of course, it's just, you know, the talent in the league. I mean, you got a lot of athletic receivers. They're big, tall, strong, they're quick, they're fast. So you got to be sound with your techniques, with your footwork, and any wrong step or bad technique, they'll make you pay for it in this league.
Is this the most different positions you've played in one season, Morgan, do you think?
Yeah, of course, since I've been here, I've normally been just safety. And then did a little bit last year while I moved around. But this probably been the most while I moved around the most this season. But, I mean, it's all fun. Like I said, as long as I'm on the field healthy and able to contribute and help out, man, I'm happy.
What's the challenge in that, though, in having to go all those – or did you go all those spots anyway?
No, I think we all have to – on the back end, we all kind of have to know what each other is doing, because at some point in the defense, you will be playing the same type of technique. So – you kind of know, and we all learn together and understand each other's job together. But like I said, man, this game is challenging as it is, so I don't think it's a situation where one spot is harder than the other. All of it is tough, and it's a challenge for everyone.
Yeah, but how hard is it to be able to play fast when you're thinking through a different position different week after week?
That's the thing about when you're playing fast, you don't have time to sit and think. You just got to go out there, play, react. That's what practice is for you to get a feel for the game plan and get your feet under you, and then when you get into the game, it's all reaction.
We know turnovers change games, but how much does a turnover early in the game change a game and set a tone?
I just feel anytime you get a turnover period, that's big, because you're still in the extra possession for your team, and as a defense, that's what you want, and that's momentum changes throughout the flow of a game.
Morgan, how have you been able to succeed in the slot when there are guys in this role lockers who play corner who don't play in the slot?
Say what now?
How have you been able to succeed in the slot when there are corners in this group here who don't play in the slot?
Like I said, it's just all about us working together. I mean, we help each other out. We watch film together. We study together. Like I said, we learn each other's technique, because at some point in time, depending on the defensive call, you could be playing the exact same technique. So we have to know what each other is doing. But it's all about just working together, communicating, and make sure you're on the same page.
Have you ever done that before until this year?
I mean,
any level of football?
No, yeah, of course. Yeah, in high school, I moved around a lot in high school. But mainly, I've been playing a lot of safety this year. Now it's just the situation that we're in, that it's all hands on deck, that we have moving pieces and guys that have to move around.
Josh, 12, obviously they haven't figured things out as a team yet. But when you look at the individual offensive players that you're watching this week, is the sum of their parts more than their record? Do the players look better than an 0-12 team?
Oh, definitely. When you watch them on film, they definitely look better than the 0-12. I mean, you can't get caught up in their record. I mean, those guys are professional athletes, and they put a lot of time into their craft and what they do. And you see it show up on film where they have guys that make plays, and they have guys capable of making big plays. So, like I said, this is a challenging league, and you can't get caught up in records or anything, because the NFL is any given Sunday.
You, impressions of Josh Gordon, first time back in 3 years for him. Josh Gordon, the receiver.
Yeah, I mean, he's an athletic guy. That's one of the ones why, I mean, where the game has changed, where you got receivers that's big, fast, quick, and capable of making plays. And just seeing him from last game, I mean, they target him 11 times, so you know they're going to try to find ways to get him the ball. So, like I said, we have to make sure we're all on the same page on the back end, communicating and working together.
You guys are a little beat up on the corners right now. Does that put a little bit more pressure on guys like you on the inside, veterans who've been around here, to lead this defense when you got Kevin King out of the IR and you got Devon not really sure what's going to happen this Sunday?
I don't necessarily think it's pressure. I think that's just part of the job. It's the job description. And as a teammate, as a brother, you don't like to see any of your brothers get injured or even go on IR, so we wish them a speedy recovery. But as a professional, it's our job to hold each other accountable and be ready and prepared whenever our number's called.
Going off that, how do you think guys like Lindsey Pipkins and Donatello Brown are coming along? They could be guys that you might need a lead on this weekend.
Yeah, and I think they've been coming along very well just from the time they stepped in training camp. I mean, they kept their head down and kept pushing, kept working. And those guys are willing to learn, willing to listen. And you see, though, they have that fight in them, so you know they're going to come out and give you everything that they have, and that's what you appreciate as a teammate.